What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at Fightful.com here with the name you know. He's a former NXT champion, and he's still got some business on NXT. He's facing Ridge Holland this week. We got Tommaso Ciampa. How you doing?
Sean, man, happy birthday, and thank you for having me, man.
Thank you so much. What better way? You know, what better way than to kick it off this morning talking to you? Man, I'm so excited to talk to you because, I mean, you are like one of the faces of the NXT brand, and it's an NXT brand that's changing an awful lot. I mean, we saw last week, I think it was Wale may have even spoiled it before it popped up on SmackDown. Like, there are new colors. There's like, it looks like new music maybe. What are you thinking about all these changes we're seeing?
Yeah, it's exciting, man. Change sometimes is for the best. And, I don't know. Everyone's been kind of keeping a tight lid on it. So like, I really just don't know what to expect. I think the first live show is going to be the 14th, I believe, if I'm not incorrect, with whatever this new look and image is. So I don't know, just the overall feeling seems to just be excitement. You know, it's just, it's new, it's different, it's fresh. And at the same time, it's the same. You know, because it's NXT is NXT, man. And it's, you know, same roster, same group of guys and girls in the back with, you know, just going to go out there and give their best, same people behind the scenes. So it's like, I don't know. It's hard to say right now if it's just a new paint job or what it is, but it's exciting at the very least.
And obviously I've been trying to poke around and snoop around and find out what's going on. And like they're keeping it very tight-lipped. They're keeping it very quiet. Like, a lot of the people that I speak to, they're excited to find out. But I thought what we saw last week was pretty promising.
Yeah, I mean, everything about it right now, like it's been exciting. I mean, since I kind of got to the company and started, it's just been an exciting journey. And I don't know, like not too much has changed for me. You know, there's definitely a lot of noise out there, but as far as me, you know, in my life, in my day to day, just do the work and, you know, like kind of like let the chips fall where they fall.
And it's almost one of those, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Because I mean, like, I remember some of the first dates you did. I remember you being in Columbus at the Arnold Sports Festival. I don't know if those are some of the first you did, but I remember it's like, oh, they're coming in. They're bringing him and Johnny in. And Samoa Joe was champ around that same time.
Right.
Here we are. Yeah. And we're back there.
My first Lowell show with them, which was a big deal for me because Lowell is where I did all my early independent wrestling stuff, Lowell Mass. That's when they did the Joe and Finn title switch on a live event. And it was like bonkers. People went crazy over it. And yeah, here we are 6 years later. And I just stood in the ring with Joe holding the title. You know, it's like, I don't know. Like, I guess it's all changing, or maybe it's not. Who knows?
So as I mentioned at the top of the show, you got Ridge Holland coming up. Have you at the PC or anything, when you swing through there, have you had the opportunity to work out with that guy over the past however long? I know he's been rehabbing an awful lot, so he's probably been doing that on his own.
Yeah, early on, you know, there's always people who catch your eye. He's one of them guys who caught my eye real early on. And I want to say that, I don't know, give that, say, 2 or 3 years ago, however long he's been there. He came in as, you know, pretty big deal rugby player, big dude, strong dude. I remember that was my initial take on him because we got in the ring and kind of rolled around a little bit, just, you know, practicing. This is when he was real, real new. And his raw brute strength is just bonkers. Like, it blew me away. There's only a handful that I remember getting in there with, and like, just the way they could kind of manhandle me, I was like, oh, damn, like, this is a guy's legit. He's one of them. He just has a crazy strong base to him, and he's a brute. And then, you know, it was more of just in passing, hi, bye, how are you? I want to say that early on, I might have, you know, we have different pairings and groups and stuff at the Performance Center, especially back then. And he was in the same group as me where we would, you know, make sure that, you know, you just kind of check in on the dude and make sure they're doing good. But after the injury, because of COVID and the schedule and stuff, I definitely didn't see a whole lot of him for a stretch there. But man, he put himself back together. And, you know, I always appreciate that because I've always been one of the mindset of if you, you know, you go down hurt and you got to go away coming back better than you left. and he's one of the dudes, and he just put in the work. And you know, every so often I see him through PT there and stuff, but he definitely put in the work. He definitely earned his way back in. And yeah, it's an exciting one to step in there with him, because it's cool for me. It's weird, right? The role, because like when I, like you said, when I came into NXT, I guess even then I had a bit of experience, but it's just interesting now to be in the position where I get to work with, even saying it out loud, being like, I get to work with a younger guy. It doesn't even feel right, because I still feel like that's what I am in so many ways.
And but in wrestling terms, you very much are these days. Wrestlers last longer than ever.
Yeah. I mean, just like, I feel like I'm not even halfway through, or maybe I'm halfway through my career or something. I don't know. But like, I'm so far away from the tail end of it that it's kind of silly to me sometimes to think like, oh, I'm the experienced guy in this, or especially now that, you know, with it being a TV show too. So you have that whole dynamic get thrown into it where it's like, it's just a whole different skill set, right? When you understand cameras and commercial breaks and television time, and just, it's just a whole different lingo and stuff. So it's exciting. Very exciting for me to watch a guy like Ridge and know this is his first main event. Mm-hmm. This is his first time being trusted with two segments or three segments, or I don't know. It's a weird, I've always liked that. I've always enjoyed watching the developmental process of, you know, guys and girls, and just seeing how they respond to situations. And so far Ridge has responded really well. And I expect, no different for the match on Tuesday night, because like I said, he's a brute, he's strong, and he's really driven, man. He's out to prove something. So it should be, at the very least, it should be a slugfest.
Is that something, I don't even want to say that you're tasked with, but is that something that you like being handed to? Like, this is obviously a guy that the company likes an awful lot, and they're like, we know that Tommaso Ciampa can do this main event with him, and everything's going to go off without a hitch.
Yeah, I like all the different scenarios. Like, I really genuinely do. Like, I love when I get to get in there.
Oh, we lost him, I think.
Everything.
There we go.
And we're going to go out there and try to just elevate one another and just see, like, can we create magic in a bottle here? Then I also love the flip side of it, where it's like, oh, I'm in a multi-man match and have minimal responsibility, and tonight's just going to be hanging out with my friends, and it, you know, this is going to be a night off. And then you have the ones where you're tasked with, yeah, I'm going to have to carry the responsibility. It's a part of my love for just professional wrestling and for the art form of it. That's a big piece of it for me. Like, I really, the only time I, you know, that I'll ever get a little bit bummed is if there's just zero creative, like, opportunity in a situation, which hardly ever comes about. You know, 9 times out of 10, you're put in a position where you get to feel like some sort of fulfillment, and you feel like you're being tasked or challenged with something. So I like them all. I'd be hard pressed to pick one over the other. But in this situation, yeah, it's cool for me. It's cool for me, really, because Ridge is a good, hardworking dude, you know, and story. Have good things happen to them, you know, and I get to be a part of it with him. I just get to be a part of his process. And he's a guy who's gonna, no one has to choose him. He chose himself. You know, he's the guy who put the work in. He's gonna do some really big things. So it's cool for me. Yeah, I get to be a part of it, like, at the ground level, but it's awesome.
So you raised some eyebrows a couple years ago, because, I mean, it happens all the time. People are like, you ever move into Raw and SmackDown? You ever move into Raw or SmackDown? And you did briefly, but I think in an interview you had said you told them you would retire if you had to move to Raw or SmackDown. Has that changed? I mean, there was a situation last year, obviously, with the pandemic, where everybody's working in the same city, where I was like, well, I mean, a lot of those people could just probably work that, and it wouldn't be a lot different for them. Have things changed for you since that period, or are you still full steam ahead NXT, and that's where you want to be permanently?
Yeah, to be fair, I don't know what – I kind of wish I knew what the exact quote was.
I'll pull it up for you.
I hear it a lot, and I feel like I hear it, and it's like there's a piece of it missing, because I think if I'm thinking of the same thing that you're talking about, I was talking about Lillian Garcia.
Yes, and it says, I have legitimately vocalized to them if I have to go to Raw or SmackDown that I'm going to retire. I would love to produce or coach or be a part of it, but there's no way I'm taking on that load.
Yeah, so I know we spoke, whether it's before or after it, but it's the load, and really – I think people misconstrued it as like he hates Raw or SmackDown. It's like, no, man, when I talked to her, it was a month or two after I had neck surgery that potentially was going to end my career. And we were discussing home life and we were discussing the road life. And I just said, I don't think I can handle traveling 300 days out of a year. Like, I physically would need a lighter load, and NXT provides the lighter load. And that's kind of where I was at.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
And if somebody told me today, hey, you have to travel 300 days a year for work, I'd be like, okay, well, that job's not for me. Things have changed, right? I mean, the pandemic hit and no one traveled. Now we're kind of post-pandemic, not really, like, but we're kind of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and people are traveling a little bit. And it's like, I'm also 2 years out from neck surgery now, you know? So I don't know, like, I have this discussion with a lot of people, and it's always confusing to me, because I think sometimes as a professional wrestler, and most likely this is for all athletes across the board, but people look at you like you're like, is it a cog in the wheel? And they forget that there's a human being there. Like, well, what I'm saying is the human being, Tommaso Ciampa, Tommaso Whitney, like, whatever, can't travel 300 days a year because he had neck surgery. Like, that's reality. That's truth. Like, he's got a 3-year-old at home. He likes to watch her grow up. That's important to him. So it's kind of silly, like, to take it and spin it in such weird directions where it's like, I said it out of spite or hate, because I didn't, you know, it's just not what it was. So I don't know, like, I'm open to anything. It just has to fit me as a husband, as a father, as a performer, as an athlete, as a human being, knowing my age, my body, you know, my desires and wants and goals. It's not as simple as just being like, hey, yeah, I'm not doing that thing because, you know, I'm not fulfilled creatively there. It's such a silly, like, I'm a grown ass man. Like, I got a wife and a kid. I don't care about like a fake storyline nearly as much as people might think. I care about, you know, my livelihood.
Yeah, I think that's the way that a lot of people spun it. They were like, oh, he hates Raw, he hates SmackDown. And that's
no, yeah, I know. Like, it's not news to me. I know. I get it.
If I see it, I know you see it. You probably see it on the daily or anytime you log into Twitter.
Yes, yeah. So, yeah, it's just – and I – hey, man, I get it. Like, perception's reality, and I understand that people always look for headlines and they want to spin it and go whichever direction they do. But at the end of the day, man, I love the art form of pro wrestling. I love the idea of getting in there with new, fresh opponents. I love the idea of being challenged in ways I haven't yet been challenged. I like whether that's a different platform or that's with just more eyes on me or that's just with just someone who like a Rey Mysterio, you know, a legit living legend, like whatever it is. Like, I love all of that. Sounds great to me. It's just, I also make all my decisions based on what's best for me. Like, because I'm just a realist, man. I understand the surgeries that I've had. I understand. I feel great right now. Like, I feel 100% super healthy, but I'm not dumb. I also know that my schedule has been fairly limited and I haven't pushed my neck beyond its limits. I haven't taken, like, you know, whether that's a crazy load or schedule or bus trips or flights or whatever. So I know that there's probably a reason why I feel as good as I do. So anytime I make any decisions to increase any load or something, yeah, that's just going to play a factor in my deciding. You know, it's got nothing to do with having any spite or hate towards anyone. I mean, we all work for the same company. Like, yeah, for most people, friends with all those guys and girls. I enjoy watching them perform. I enjoy seeing them succeed.
So sort of in that same vein, whenever a draft or a shakeup would happen, would you maybe pay like a little bit more attention? Because like, there have been times where there are people that don't know that they're getting called up and they kind of find out. I remember seeing that footage of Nia Jax, the Performance Center, as she finds out, she's looking down at her phone and they call her name and she's like, oh my God, I'm going to Raw. Is that like a thing, or are you told ahead of time, hey, you'll be down here, don't worry?
I don't know, because I've never been called up.
Well, I mean, like, yeah. Do they give you a heads up and they're like, you don't have to make plans to move or travel or anything because you're hanging around down here in NXT?
No, moving up. No one has talked to me. I mean, so my home is in Orlando, so I don't know that would even be a discussion point.
Sure.
But yeah, I wouldn't know how it would go. I would just think that when the time comes that somebody would approach me and have a discussion, right?
Yeah.
Because I guess that's how I would anticipate it going. Like, just the business side of me. Like, if we're going to do something that's going to drastically change my livelihood, I'd assume we're going to have a conversation about it.
Well, you have appeared on SmackDown before, multiple occasions. In fact, the first time I ever saw you, you were an attorney for a guy I interviewed about 5 years ago, Muhammad Hassan. When I told him at that time, I was like, oh, yeah.
So I saw that, man. I saw that report. Yeah, and he had no clue, right?
He was shocked because he was very detached from wrestling.
I saw that.
And I think he thought you were older than what you were, because he was like, man, that was 10 years ago. He's like, there's no way. You're getting mixed up. And I'm like,
that's why I was chosen, because there's three of us were there. And they literally just looked at the three of us. Like, he looks the oldest. Pick him. Because you had to portray a lawyer. I was 20 years old. I was like, I wouldn't even be out of grad school yet, let alone be a practicing lawyer. But yeah, the three dudes, and I feel like I was in the middle. I feel like there was someone 6 months younger than me and someone a couple years older than me. But that's why I got picked, just because I looked older, or old enough, I guess, to be a believable lawyer. But yeah,
I had to send him pictures and stuff, because he was like, man, you're mistaken. And I was like, Mark, buddy, I'm the one that watches wrestling every week right now. I was like, it's the same guy.
Yeah.
So that was like one of those mind-blowing things a lot of people didn't realize till years later. I solicited questions for this, and I got a couple interesting ones. Perhaps you'll know who this is. They say, are you excited for Remy's Ratatouille adventure at Epcot? And how long do ribs actually take to barbecue?
That's impressive. Who is that? It has to be someone I know.
It says a Jay Gargano. I don't know who that could be.
That little bastard. So that friend of mine got us some reservations for Remy's Ratatouille, and I'm extremely, extremely excited. And so I had a gathering at the house the other day, and we had these, I think the proper name is just short rib. I don't know. But anyways, it was this 8-pound stack that I've been kind of sitting on for a while in the freezer. Like, I'll make it when the people over. And everything I read online, and this just goes to prove that online cannot be trusted, said 3 to 4 hours. Everything I read, I mean, I looked, like Google searched it. I checked some Instagram posts, 3 to 4 hours. So I put it in around like noon maybe. And it was done after 9 p.m. Oh. It took 9 hours for these stupid short ribs to finally hit the correct internal temperature. They were delicious, though. I will say that much. It was a delicious late night snack. So, yeah. So if you have an 8-pound stack of short ribs, it takes precisely 9 hours at 350 degrees Fahrenheit in the oven.
See, we're educating people today.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
As we wrap up, I'm working on a feature about NXT War Games. You were a part of one. Any memories leading up to it or being in that match?
Yeah. So, there's like three short good ones. One, there's a photo that was taken of it was like off to the right side of the entrance. A fan took this photo, and it overshoots my wife holding Willow and looking at me entering the cage. Still have it. I have no idea who took it, but my God, I love that photo. Another one is, so Kevin Owens is one of my favorite people in wrestling. And after the match, just standing on the ramp with him, we kind of shared some words. And I don't think I'll ever forget that. That was really cool. And then the third is, Adam Cole is terrified of heights. Like, terrified. Really? Yeah, and we were, for rehearsal, we wanted to go just climb up to the top of the cage to kind of see how sturdy it was. Not super sturdy. Went up there and, definitely could tell he had some nerves. And then when we went out there to do it live, there's a moment where we're both perched up there, kind of sitting or crouched, and we know, three table spots or have to break or whatever, and I can see them, but he can't because he's looking the other way. And I'm literally having the conversation with him as calm as I can because I know how nervous he is. All right, so that was the Bobby Fish moonsault, and now they're setting up the superplex. Just, it's all right, man, I got you. So when I pick you up, just I'm gonna count to three and we're gonna go. It's going to be okay. I promise I got you. And I'm literally lifting him and knowing because of where we are, the cameras aren't picking up audio. As I lift him, I literally go with him. Okay, 1, 2, 3, here we go. And I did it in his calm, like I did it in a voice that I would speak to Willow in.
Yeah.
And to this day, he'll tell that story too. And it was one of my favorite memories just because he's one of my favorite people that I've ever shared a ring with. So that was just, to think like it, of the production of it being War Games and we're out there killing each other and me and him are counting 1, 2, 3 before we jump off the top. So it was War Games is always great. It'll be exciting to see what they do this year for it as well.
Well, it's exciting to see you against Ridge Holland this Tuesday, USA Network on NXT. Tommaso Ciampa, thank you so much for giving me so much of your time.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. Happy birthday, man. Enjoy some cake.
Thank you. Until next time, guys, we're out.